Hello and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, the difference between active and passive income. I'm really excited to have you here with me because this is a journey I've wanted to take you on for a long time. You know, when I first started exploring the world of income streams, I often found myself wishing for a guide, something that didn't just skim the surface, but really got into the why and how of these concepts. So grab a cup of your favorite drink, get comfortable, and let's explore these fascinating, sometimes confusing concepts together. Now, let's set the scene. Have you ever stopped to think about how you earn money? Most of us are familiar with the idea of exchanging our time for cash, like getting a paycheck for the hours we put in at work. But income isn't just about clocking in and out. It's about understanding how your earnings are structured and how they can actually start working for you. This distinction is crucial and can significantly impact your financial future. Let's break this down, starting with active income. It's pretty straightforward. It's the money you earn for providing a service or directly trading your time and skills for compensation. Think of your usual 9-to-5 job. You work, you get paid. It's simple, right? But active income isn't just limited to salaried positions. It can also include freelancing, consulting, contract work, and even those side gigs you might hustle on the weekends. If you're directly involved in doing the work that generates income, like when I first started as a freelance writer, juggling deadlines and client revisions, you're firmly in the realm of active income. It's immediate and often the foundation of your financial stability. Now, what about passive income? This is where things get a bit more nuanced and, let's be honest, a lot more exciting. Passive income is what you earn with minimal ongoing effort after the initial setup. Think of royalties from a book you've written, dividends from carefully selected stocks, or rental income from a property. But don't let the term passive fool you. Setting up these streams can be surprisingly challenging and require significant effort upfront. I remember when I first ventured into real estate. It was a lot more groundwork than I ever imagined. But once it's set up and generating consistent cash flow, passive income can truly transform your lifestyle and financial freedom. So we've got the basics down. But how do these two types of income interact? It's not just about choosing one over the other. It's about how they complement each other to create a more robust financial ecosystem. Picture having a steady paycheck that provides security, while your investments quietly earn passive income on the side. But here's a question to ponder. Can one truly replace the other? Or is a blend the best strategy for sustainable wealth building? Let's talk about balancing these income streams. A healthy financial strategy often involves a mix of both active and passive income. I had a client who was a full-time graphic designer, but also spent some time creating and selling digital products online. Her job provided immediate security, while her passive income gave her flexibility and additional capital for investments. Not every path looks the same, and that's what makes personal finance so exciting and adaptable. And then there's technology, which is a real game changer in the world of passive income. Platforms like YouTube, Etsy, and various investment apps have made it easier than ever to generate passive income from your passions or strategic investments. The creator economy, for instance, is projected to surpass $250 billion globally by 2025, showing the immense potential for digital passive income. But remember, while technology can simplify the process, it can also complicate it. Keeping up with the latest tools and market trends is crucial, something I learned the hard way when I ignored emerging tech for too long. Now, let's get into some practical advice. First off, diversification is absolutely key. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, whether it's your active income or your passive investments. If your primary income is active, consider starting a small, manageable passive income project. Conversely, if you already have passive income, look for ways to optimize or expand it. Secondly, never stop learning. The financial world is always evolving, and staying informed about new investment opportunities or market shifts will give you an undeniable edge. Lastly, be patient. Building effective, sustainable income streams takes time and consistent effort. I often get asked, can anyone truly create passive income? Absolutely. While it might require significant initial effort and a learning curve, with dedication and the right strategy, it's definitely achievable. Another common question is, what's the biggest mistake people make when pursuing passive income? The answer is underestimating the initial effort, time, and potential capital required. It's rarely a get-rich-quick scenario. And is passive income truly passive once it's set up? Well, not entirely. While it's less hands-on than active income, most passive streams need some ongoing maintenance to remain profitable. Think of it as leveraged effort rather than no effort. If you're eager to start on your income journey, here's what I'd recommend. Evaluate where you stand financially, identify your unique skills and interests, and brainstorm how these can translate into either active or passive income streams. Maybe you're great at writing, which could lead to an ebook, or perhaps you have a spare room that could generate rental income. It's perfectly okay to start small. I began with a couple of modest freelance gigs and a humble investment account. The key is simply starting. So, what are you waiting for? Dive in, experiment, and learn from your successes and inevitable missteps. The journey of understanding and leveraging active and passive income can be incredibly rewarding, providing not just financial gain, but also freedom and control over your life. And hey, if you ever feel stuck or need a refresher, just revisit this discussion. I'm genuinely rooting for you, and I can't wait to see what you achieve. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you found this exploration as enlightening and inspiring as I did. Until next time.